right, we're back. Another episode of The Boss Talk. This is episode 17. I'm Ev Singleton with Sean. Sean, we're back. How you feeling?
This is another sad episode. At least sad beginning to this week's episode.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to be here on the podcast with you, Sean. I'll admit that. But there's a lot of things happening in Boston sports right now that are just making tears come to our eyes. So we'll start right there. Obviously, I think it was yesterday or the day before, maybe yesterday, Sunday, Rob Gronkowski, beloved New England Patriot, decided to hang up the cleats. Sean, initial reaction?
I was like, damn, he did it. I saw a lot of stuff there in the offseason near the end of the year where I kind of thought he might come back, but everyone was saying like it was obvious, the writing was on the wall, he definitely wasn't coming back. I knew it the whole time. I didn't. I kind of had a little optimism that he was going to come back. Maybe that thrill of winning the Super Bowl kind of pumped him back up again. But if it's his body telling him no, then I respect it. But I really thought he's going to give it at least one more year. I mean, he's only 29.
I know. And what was weird is that we had heard it was publicized that, like, you know, he was going to get treatment down in Gillette in Foxborough. He was going to get work in. He was working out still. It was weird. Like, and then all of a sudden, nope, he's doing it all for nothing. Sean, I do have a little inside scoop here. So, friends with somebody. So this isn't even really, take it for what it's worth. I'll say that. Friends with someone that's good friends with Gronk's girlfriend, Camille, with her sister. And she told him today that Gronk wanted to play. His goal was he wanted to play, but it just didn't make sense physically. His mind was all there. He wanted to keep playing, but his body was, and I quote, fucking broken. And also, apparently the Patriots wanted to restructure again to clear some more cap, so give him a pay cut, and that just doesn't make sense if, again, quote, your body is fucking broken. So I thought that was interesting. It was at least a little bit inspiring, and it kind of ties into the fan question that we're going to answer in a little bit. It's at least a little inspiring to know that Gronk's mind was like, I want to keep playing for New England. I want to keep playing for the fans, keep playing for the team, but my body just doesn't allow it. You know what I mean? So...
And that makes the visits to the TB12 and the facility make a lot more sense. He probably went there, got some work done with Guerrero, and it might have just not felt right. Yep. And that's when he decided to hang it up.
He was probably thinking, like, this is my last ditch effort. Let's see what we can do. Can I get here? And then you throw in the whether it's true or not. You throw in the Patriots possibly bringing up a pay cut. And then you're like, okay, I can't. Like, he just can't. There's no bad blood or anything. He just... can't take less money the way his body already is. So it's sad. My initial reaction was, it was weird. Like, it's so corny, but my initial reaction was, don't cry because it's over, smile because it happened. You know what I mean? That's such a loser response. But it is, like, I mean, Sean, we got 3 Super Bowls out of Gronk. He was tremendous. You know what I mean? Like, how, it's a bummer more than, like, how can he be retiring? You know, it's, and I'm not saying you're up in arms about it, but it's more of just like a bummer. Like, damn, Gronk's gone.
And it's the one kind of big personality. He's like almost, the anti-patriot, but is almost the ultimate patriot.
He brought
at
some
the same time.
It. Yep. Yeah, you're totally right. All right, this is probably a, we'll do 2 things here. We have a shirt of the week for you guys because it ties right into this. Usually we give this to you guys, what, Sean, after 20 minutes of the podcast, maybe even later in the episode. This time, it's only a few minutes in, and we're giving you a shirt of the week. So as always, with the shirt of the week, we haven't done one of these in a while, but with the shirt of the week, you can go on our store, guybostonsports.com/store, and use the code TALK, just T-A-L-K. It'll take 20% off of our Smash t-shirt. It's our shirt that closely resembles Rob Gronkowski. Now, it's not a picture of him, right, Sean?
No. Not even close.
Not even close, except very close. Just a picture of a guy spiking a ball in a blue jersey with 87 on it, and it says Smash. So head over there, use the promo code TALK to save 10%, or 20%, woo, save 20% on the order. That's our shirt of the week. Now, Sean, we have a fan question. It's very hard to pick this one, but I told...
We had a lot of questions rolling in about Gronkowski this week, so we had to cut it down to one.
Right. I told him on Twitter, he was the first one to hit it, so I said, we'll definitely discuss. It's from New England Sports Tribune. His handle is the NEST 2019 _. Sean, do you have the question in front of you?
I sure don't, but now I do.
Ooh,
all right.
That was quick.
He goes, question for your podcast. What do you think of Gronkowski's agent saying that he wouldn't be surprised if Gronkowski came back to play a few games if the team was struggling? I think his agent is Drew Rosenhaus, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a jackass. But, and he says, do you think this will actually happen?
Take it away. You got the reins.
What you said earlier, kind of someone that's close to the situation says his body's shutting down. But who knows? Maybe he's never sat out this long. It comes maybe December and the Patriots are struggling or they just need an extra guy. If Tom Brady texts you and says, let's go, do you think? I don't know if he'll say no.
I don't either. I'm agreeing with you in a different way, though. I'm still basing it off of what I heard. And it's again, just going back to the fact that he just physically can't, but he wants to. So, hey, just like you said, what if he gets a text from Tom or anything? He decides he wants to play, and all of a sudden he's like, I haven't played in a few months, and you know what? I'm feeling pretty good, right? Like, we already know, if my information's correct, and I'll trust it, if my information's correct, his mind is so, like, I wish I could keep playing. My heart is still wanting to play football. It's not like a guy at the end of his career where it's like, yep, it's time to hang him up. I don't have the passion. It's not fun anymore. No, Gronk wants to play football. He just can't. So, to that point, if it gets late in the year or even halfway through the year or something, he's like, you know what? I feel pretty good. I could totally see him coming back. Now, Sean, why don't we answer this in a separate way, too? So he says his agent said it, and do we think it could happen? Let's see. Now he also says, do we think this would actually happen? Now is the tricky part. What is your percentage? I know I give you some percentages a lot here. What is your percentage of him, like, actually doing this? Now, we both said we could see it. He's not going to say no if Tom Brady asks him. But what are the odds of that actually happening?
Whenever I want something to happen for the Patriots, it usually doesn't happen. Of course, except for the Super Bowl. But I'm talking the smaller things, like transaction players coming back. And it almost never happens.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say, maybe it's high for some people, I'm gonna say 25% chance Gronkowski comes back.
Yeah, I'm honestly putting it like a 5 to 10% chance.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, it's not as much as we'd love to see him again, a guy like him just doesn't, like, this was such a hard decision for him, you know? So
he could be under contract for another job by tomorrow. Mm. I mean, WWE's in Boston tonight and he retired yesterday.
Yeah, hey. All of a sudden, Gronk, he wears a mask and he pulls it off.
I don't like wrestling. Tune in tonight.
But yeah, no, I just think that this is such a big decision. It's not like when a guy retires and, like, Jason Witten or Antonio Gates, kind of like, yeah, we decided to retire, but nope, we'll keep playing. Why not? Gronk is just like, this is a hard-pressed decision. He's like, I probably do have a couple more good years of football in me, but can I do it? And it's been a topic for 2 years. Isn't it wild that, not to get off topic here, but isn't it wild that there was no Gronk retirement talk until last year after the Super Bowl, Sean? And now it's like that was the thing. Gronk retiring for a year and a half. It's crazy to me how that has spun. We hadn't heard anything until someone asked Gronk post-game after the Eagles loss, what do you think about retiring? And then all of a sudden, now that's a story. He was like, where'd you hear that? And then all of a sudden, boom. You know, it's super weird.
It was all the movies talk and being on wrestling and all that stuff he did, and then the injuries, they started saying, like, all right, is this like the next Rock, Dwayne the Rock Johnson?
Yeah.
Is this guy going to take that path instead with more money?
I get it. I'm not saying I don't get it, but it's surprising to me how fast it happened. Like, Gronk's retirement was 2 years, not his retirement, but his path to retirement was like a year and a half.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird.
It was quick.
Right. But yeah, so overall, I just don't think that can happen. Just because this was a decision that he probably thought about, again, for over a year. You know what I mean? Like, he thought about it. Maybe if they lose a Super Bowl, he decides, hey, I want to give it one more chance. I want to give it one more ride. Let's go do it. But I don't know. I just don't see him actually coming back. I love the thought of it. I love the idea of being able to talk about that all season long. I mean, it's probably going to make sports talk a little annoying. Because they'll be saying, like, oh, say the Patriots are, what, 3-4? No, I'll say they're 2-4 again last year, like they were this year, whatever. And the talk radio shows and everything like this, we'll probably do it on this podcast. They need Gronk back.
They'll say it after one drive in preseason.
Yeah, Like, oh, Jacob Hollister, he can't make that catch. But either way, we'll do a full circle here, Sean. I think both you and I are on the same page that, like, it's just a bummer that he's retiring. But in all honesty, can either of us knock it?
Honestly, can't. He's going to go off. He's got a beautiful girlfriend. He's going to make a lot of money.
That was Sean's first thought.
Hopefully his mind's not affected.
Retirement makes sense. He has a beautiful girlfriend.
That's right. It does. And a lot of people are blaming her for his retirement.
Yeah, it's that's
they
that's,
see her come into the picture, and all of a sudden he's retires.
I mean, that's stupid, because if that actually held weight, then Tom Brady would retire 10 years ago.
You know, I honestly think Giselle looks like a horse, but that's just my opinion.
Holy shit! What a ricochet shot at Giselle.
But I love Tom Brady and I respect it. I bet she's a great mom.
Yikes! All right. Well, there's Sean's two cents for the day. You heard it here first. Giselle Bündchen, horse in Sean's mind.
Sarah Jessica Parker, very similar.
But yeah, no, I think that this is probably his decision. I mean, he probably made it alongside some people. I'm not saying Camille Kostek or whatever her name is had nothing to do with this. She probably talked it out with him, and as did his family. Like, you think his brothers would let him make this decision easily?
No, you know, Chris Gronkowski, big fan of Guy Boston Sports.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's the right brother. Maybe he wants the spotlight.
It is. We have Chris on our side, yes. But yeah, maybe you're thinking that you think he devised a little plan to get Gronk to retire, so now he can step in with his ice shaker.
He could. That's a nice ice shaker. Maybe he's ready to get back on the field.
Hey, possibly. All right. So Sean, are you at now? We don't have to get into the nitty gritty of this, because that's what full on Patriots podcasts are for. When either we do those or specific Patriots, but are you at all nervous? Because now that just like they don't have a tight end on the team. Like, who's there?
I'm a little nervous because you've seen this is a very important position for the Patriots. Yep. Maybe Gronkowski literally just told them the other day, because it looks like they took a late push for Jared Cook.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently the deal isn't final yet with the Saints, but I don't see him changing his mind.
No.
He's probably going to go to the Saints. It's just as good as a situation going out there.
Yep.
So the draft's going to have to be really important focus is to go out and get a new tight end.
Yeah.
It's not going to be like a 2010 where you draft a future Hall of Famer, Rob Gronkowski, and a murderer in Aaron Hernandez, both great players. But we're probably not going to find that type of draft again. And some might say that Aaron Hernandez has a better chance of coming back to play for the Patriots than Rob Gronkowski does.
Sean is on fire this episode.
That's right. But like I said, very important. Need to find a replacement. A lot of pressure on the new guy, but it needs to happen.
I think they'll do it, though. I think they'll find a way to work. I love Jacob Hollister. I mean, he's a fan of Guy Boston, too. Sent him a hat once. That makes him a fan. So if he's kind of small. If you're listening to this, JH, you're a little small. Just saying, for a tight end, he's like a big wide receiver. So we'll see.
I often think he's Chris Hogan.
Yeah. See, that's not the most resounding review for a tight end, right? It's like, hey, that's Chris. Oh no, it's not. It's a tight end. Like Chris.
Never mind.
Not saying Chris Hogan's small, but he's certainly not a tight end. Chris Hogan would get thrown by like a JJ Watt.
Oh yeah,
to ever block him or anything. Well, Sean, why don't we switch gears into something that's, I mean, somehow I'm not gonna say it's more sad or sadder than Gronk retiring, but somehow more befuddling. It's that the Celtics still suck. Right?
So weird. They get on these streaks. You think they're back, and then right down back to earth.
They've already had, I want to say, five like players only meetings, right? And every time it's like, oh, we flipped the switch. We're good. We're good to go. Let's go. Most recently, well, they had one yesterday, a 40-minute meeting with no coaches, no media. But how about we didn't really talk about it, I don't think, on the podcast, but they had this plane ride and everything was back to normal. And Kyrie said they turned a corner. That was 2 weeks ago. Where the hell's that team? This plane ride was bullshit. They didn't do shit on the plane ride.
I don't think it happened.
They're back to being terrible again.
That's why you can't take them seriously when they keep saying those things and we don't see the results.
Right, and it's like most teams don't have 10 players-only meetings in a season. Guess what? If you have to do that, then I'm sorry, but there just is like something fundamentally wrong. You're not fixing it. If you get everyone in a room, it's not like, voila, let's do that. Wait a second, pass the ball? Why don't we try that, guys? No, they've talked about everything. They've tried everything, and they still stink.
And you kind of hope that Gordon Hayward was kind of getting it into a rhythm, and now he's been gone for a little bit.
Yep.
Maybe. I don't know if he's going to come back normal again. He probably can't even play video games. Concussion is a scary thing. So
yeah,
we need him back out there to see what he can do. And I won't judge them until the first couple games in the playoffs, because this has been one of the weirdest and worst seasons I've ever seen.
Which that certainly kind of leads into the next topic I want to bring up about this. So I don't know if you voted or if you saw it, but I tweeted out, do you still believe in the Celtics team after last night's loss? So now we're talking about back-to-back days of losing to the Hornets when you're up 18 and losing to the Spurs where you just got smacked around all game long. Sean, there is about 2,500 votes in right now with 3 hours still left. That's a lot of votes so far. And have you seen the poll yet?
I did vote.
Okay, but you're not looking at it right now, right?
I'm not looking at it right now.
It's do you still believe in the Celtics, yes or no? What do you think the percentages are for those?
I'll say 70% are out on them.
Really? So you think that you think it's 30% yes, I believe, and 70% no, I don't.
Yeah.
Sean, I'm planning on writing an article about it, so I don't know how in-depth I'm going to go about this because I don't want to give all my content away. Yeah. But it's 53% yes, I still believe in the Celtics, and 47% no, I don't. There's a it's crazy. Isn't that weird? Just like you said, 70% no. And I threw this poll out almost at the prime time for the naysayers to jump to just to go crazy.
You wouldn't think that would be the answer with the timelines we're seeing on Twitter.
So,
wildly negative, which is understandable, but I wouldn't think they'd still vote that they still believe.
Right. So you know what that tells me, Sean? This is the classic case of all we see is the negative. All we hear about is the negative, but there still is the silent minority. Or the silent majority. Not minority, yeah. Silent majority here. 53%, over half. Now it's close. Like, if this is probably the first year in a couple decades of this 47% of people not even believing. Green teamers are like guilty myself too. Green teamers are green teamers. You know what I mean? Like they could be 1 in 81 and people would be like, yeah, I still believe.
Still believe.
Not this team though. And it's wild to me just because, again, all we hear about is the bad things, bad things, bad things. My past few streams, the post-game streams, it's all bad, right? It is. I can't help that. I judge what I see. I'm not. You know me.
I don't think I've seen you smile in a while because we've lost so many games.
No, not even close. My fists are probably all bloody because after every stream, I just start punching a rock.
I don't know why you have a rock in your room, but
that's a good point. But tying it back to what you said, Sean, we'll see about the playoffs, right? Like, and you didn't say that too confidently, but you're right. That's probably where this 50, and now I didn't give any sort of, if you read that, it just says, do you believe in the Celtics team? Like, it doesn't even give any sort of, for the playoffs, do you think they're going to win the finals this year? Like, I'm just straight up asking, like, you determine what you think believe means, and more than half people are saying it, and I think it goes back to what you said. You said all this, like, oh, this team's, I mean, I said stinks, but you said this team's not playing well, blah, 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 right? And then you said, how'd you close that off? But we'll see come playoff time. It's like
exactly. That
little bit of hope, which is it's great, clearly, because that's the thing. If this team was just on fire, like we're just burning it, not on fire in a good way, like literally on fire, like the fans are just burning this team metaphorically to the ground, they would have nothing to play for. But the fact that probably every single Celtics player saw my tweet, no big deal, they're probably like, yeah, this team still believes in us. I mean, granted, it's only 53%, but they might still believe in us, which is, I don't know. I thought it was just incredibly shocking because I expected to wake up today, look at the poll and be like, geez, these people all hate the Celtics. Because I don't exactly know where I would go on this poll. What did you vote? You said you voted.
I stated that I still believed.
Good. Yeah, I think that's what I would do too. But
I'm dangerously optimistic.
Yeah, to a fault, right? That I see a lot of people saying that too. So some of those votes are just like, I'll blindly follow this team. So, but whatever. It's like I said, you leave it up to your own discretion what you think that tweet means. But either way, they've gotta figure something out because this team I said it in the stream last night. It went over really well because usually if I'm shitting on the Celtics too hard, people in the stream don't exactly like it. But it went over really well because I said this team just like it's there's no more excuses. There's no other like, we're going to click. No, there's just something wrong with this team. And you know what? I said that it's not possible to fix, but if they can truly find the one thing, and don't give me any fan listening, don't give me like, oh, it's the player, Kyrie has to go, Terry has to go, Gordon Hayward stinks, we should have traded him. No, it doesn't have to do with a player. A team is a team. It's got to come down to something else. Like, hey guys, we're super talented. How do we make it work? Sean, what do you think? I don't know if you, did you watch my stream last night? Sean doesn't like anything I do, so probably not. That's a dumb question.
I actually watch a good amount of streams, but I did not watch last night's. I was just inferior with the last two games.
Just twist the dagger, thanks.
I usually hit that heart button about 1,000 times.
Watch a lot. You mean a lot of my streams?
Yeah, your streams.
I thought you were just telling me I watch a lot of random streams, but not yours.
Just not yours.
But I said, oh man, now I lost my train of thought. That'll have to live for another day because I have no clue where I was going with that. But oh yeah, no, I already thought of it. That's good. Good job, Evan. You're not getting too old. Sean, what is your one? If you had to have this team go and do a bonding experience, like as a team, what would it be to possibly get them to get along and play well?
I would say go whitewater rafting and then push Rozier off the boat.
Okay, now we're just using hurtful words here. I had actually a good idea. And it doesn't hurt Terry Rozier, who will come back to kill you, Scary Terry. I said that they should go in an escape room.
That could be good.
I feel like it would. I self-proclaimed on the stream. I said it's genius.
Almost like the locker room this year is an escape room. It's like they want this season to be over with. They're just trying to find a way to get out.
Who can get out as soon as possible?
Yeah, like I'm trying to be a free agent.
You're probably right about that. So maybe the escape room. You know, that is the best. That's the best argument towards it. Against it, I mean. You know, everyone on the stream agreed with me. In fact, people said I was brilliant. Brilliant. No big deal. But, and then you just actually put a pretty good opposing thought in there. So, whatever.
It is a good bonding experience for employees, but this team might be a little too much for that lower room.
I wonder if you throw them in an escape room and, like, only half of them come out alive. Like, there is always that risk.
I'd like to see it.
I mean, Terry Rozier would kill Kyrie Irving so fast.
That's very true.
Moving on to why don't you? We got a few minutes here to let Sean take the reins on some Red Sox talk and some good Red Sox talk. It is. We got a lot going on right now with opening day right around the corner.
We do, and you know, opening day is 7 o'clock Thursday night. I'm going to be holding the World Series trophy Friday at work.
Oh,
I can't believe it.
Get a good picture.
I might try to run off with it.
There you go.
but as far as the Red Sox go, you know, they put Sandy Leon on waivers yesterday. They're not going to carry three catchers.
Nope.
And Sandy Leon, great catcher. Guy can't hit for shit. We're basically bringing back the same team as last year, except our bullpen is full of absolute scrubs. The highest paid man is Tyler Thornburg at like $1.5 million.
Who's still apparently great, right? Like it's like this is like a mystery man to me.
He's like the Carson Smith, and Carson Smith.
Oh yeah,
turned out to be horrible after he threw his glove and like tore his shoulder. Hopefully, we traded Travis Shaw for Tyler Thornburg, not to make it hurt more, but we did, and
is Carson Smith still on the team?
Carson Smith is in AAA.
Okay, so I was going to say, because
that's what he gets for a bad mouth at
yeah,
Cora.
Yeah, okay, but that's because I saw when they were doing like some interview in the locker room, not of him, but I saw his locker in the background recently, and I honestly was like, I didn't even know he was still on the team.
Like our setup man, like it was a guy named Colton Brewer. Mm-hmm. Who the hell is Colton Brewer?
You tell me.
I don't know. I don't know if I've heard the name before, but he's in there. He got a spot. Well, and you look at the Yankees bullpen, you got Zach Britton, Adam Ottavino, Aroldis Chapman, Dylan Patances, I think it's Chad Green or something. Chad Green, and a few other arms. That's a dangerous bullpen.
Yeah, I mean it's far superior. You could say that. It's like that's one. Actually, I've seen on Twitter a lot. So many people regret the not even going after Zach Britton or not making a play at Zach Britton.
You could have traded from last year. Maybe you keep him on board, but this bullpen. And Craig Kimbrell doesn't even have a job in opening days. Fucking 4 days.
Well, he thought he was going to get the Brinks truck backed up.
Think again, buddy.
Yeah,
learn from Isaiah Thomas. Those statements don't work out well.
No, you can't just get paid on what you've done in your career. You had a bad year last year, if all things considered. So, but
people look at October, and it didn't bode well for him.
Now, someone that they did lock down, Chris Sale.
Chris Sale, and they it was Zolak and Bertrand. They were absolutely shitting on that deal this morning. It was Dan Shaughnessy, that's why, because he is the absolute master of
Yeah.
negativity.
Yep.
Like, why? I mean, I guess in a way, I almost agree. Like, why? It seems like Chris Sale was going to re-sign to the Red Sox no matter what, because he seems like that kind of guy.
Why tie it
Why
up
jump?
now?
Why jump ahead and give him the money now when you
Well.
could have got him similar money in the offseason? Because what if he gets injured this year?
Yep.
He pitched his career low in innings last year, like 158. But
I see
I
it,
just.
but it's I now I don't know if a lot of people agree with me, but it's definitely a thought that's out there. It's like, well, it's not your money. And in baseball especially, it's like it's a lot of money. It's a lot for stuff that we don't even know if Chris Sale will have deep seasons anymore. Like, we haven't seen that yet, especially in Red Sox uniform. But again, like, you don't think that that guy now take this is without considering all the other factors about the guys they need to re-sign, right, Sean? Like, there's a
Yeah.
lot of things at play, but Chris Sale is, in essence, like, in theory, Chris Sale is definitely worth that amount of money. But it's all these outside stipulations and variables that people are kind of pulling in, like they're forgetting how good he is, but it's just based on, well, he hasn't pitched late in the year, and he's, like you said, just pitched a career low in innings and stuff like that. But I mean, to me, and it's a very just bland, like, very, very broad idea. Like, I just still think Chris Sale's worth that amount of money.
And when they say he wasn't pitching late, guess who got the last out in the World Series?
That's a good point.
Late
Yeah,
October.
talk about that
Chris
spin
Sale.
zone. Yeah. Yeah. I
Yeah,
mean,
he got his rest, but it was well needed.
right.
They know his track record. His elbow and shoulder get a little tired in September, and they did what they needed to, and he was ready to go in October, and he was great.
And
So
hopefully he
where?
can develop some sort, like, hopefully he can get stronger and stronger, because he's 6'6", 180. That's disgusting. Like, I would tell you, without even knowing he's a pitcher or anything like that, I'd be like, his body would break down in a professional athlete's season.
And he says he hates they have to wear cutoff tees in the gym. It was Nathan Eovaldi's idea, and he's pretty embarrassed about it because
Oh,
Eovaldi is
really?
absolutely jacked, and
Yeah,
Chris
he's.
Sale just little pipes,
I
little
didn't know
pipe
that. I
arms.
didn't know that. But yeah, I mean, I guess the in between, the sweet spot, like you said, is what if they just waited and paid him when they needed to? Because then it wouldn't tie up the money. I guess I'm using that correctly. Wouldn't tie up the money for other things. But yeah, where are you standing on Mookie right now? And I guess you can give me a little bit more insight, but my question is, you think he's going to be a Red Sox, or you think he's gone when that time comes?
I think he's going to be gone because I think they would have offered him something similar to that Mike Trout deal like right now. And they already offered him an 8-year, $200 million contract 2 years ago when he had maybe one and a half good seasons and he turned it down.
Yeah.
He is that committed and that confident about himself that he wants to go to free agency and he wants to break the bank because he might get up to $500 million.
He
Because
could.
people say, like, he could. They say, oh, he's not Mike Trout, but Mike Trout just set the market. They say Mike Trout has a better career. He's also played more than Mookie Betts.
Yeah, and 2 years of
You give Mookie
inflation, right?
exactly. You give Mookie Betts a few more years. He's very close to Mike Trout. He strikes out less. He's just an overall great player, top two player in the league. And that's Mike Trout set the market for him, and Mookie's only going to go above that. And
Right.
I don't know if the Red Sox will pay him because Mookie Betts doesn't seem willing to take a discount, and doesn't seem that. Like he wants to stay here forever. It doesn't seem like that kind of attitude I'm getting from him.
Right. And even, like, he's just come out and said so many times too, and more recently, just right after the Trout deal, so you know it's somewhat related, he's like, I'm not going to do anything until free agency. Almost like the Red Sox could offer him like 10 years, $1 billion, and he would just be like, nah, it's not free agency yet. You know what that tells me? Like, he's at the very least wants to see what else is out there, so there's no guarantees. It's not like he's like, yeah, no, I plan on staying here, but I want to see what's out there. No, he's just like, I want to see what's out there. And if, say, he wins, say he goes and wins a couple rings now with the Red Sox, it's like, well, what left is there for him to accomplish here? Maybe he does just poof and he wants to go play somewhere else. He even made it a point to be like, I'm waiting till free agency, but yeah, no, I've gotten used to the cold here. It's like, wait, what? No one's talking about the cold. So
Yeah.
clearly that's in his mind too. Like, but I mean, I don't know if I, like, disagree with Mook. I don't think I can. Like, why wouldn't you? If you can be the highest played player, wow, that's a tough one, Sean. Highest paid player in your sport, why wouldn't you do your best to go do it? It sucks for us as fans, sucks for the Red Sox, but I mean, are we gonna knock it?
And the people that are saying trade him now because you're going to lose him for nothing,
oh, it
so doesn't make any sense.
So
the goal is to win the World Series.
Which you can do. You can still do this year. You can still do next year, right? He has two more years?
Yeah, you literally have two more chances to win it.
It's that so dumb. So dumb. I mean, maybe it has more credence if you say it next or like 2 years from now, right? Like during that season, like trade him? Maybe, whatever. But that other team will just be like, well, he's leaving. We're not going to trade him. If that's the reason for the Red Sox trading Mookie Betts right now, then every other team is going to have that mindset. Why would we trade for him if we're only going to get 2 years?
Doesn't make any sense. And if you don't trade him this year, you're not going to want to trade him next year because you're not going to get nearly as much.
Right.
So you might as well hold on to him. So it just I hate the Boston sports media when they say stuff like that.
And it does. It sucks that they're probably going to just hold on to him and hope for the best because he might just walk for nothing and they would get nothing for Mookie. But I would take it now. Yeah, take that with a grain of salt because that's not getting nothing for Mookie. You're getting two more years of a guy that's, like you said, top two, 1A and 1B, actually, player in baseball. You know what I mean? Like, you have two more years of that. Let's pump the brakes a little bit in the fuck Mookie train. Like,
and you don't want to rush it away. You want to enjoy it.
Imagine,
enjoy every one of these games with Mookie.
Imagine,
just waiting for
Sean,
him to leave.
Imagine if he actually, and we're completely wrong, and he actually is like, no, I'm probably like 80% staying here. I just want to get more money. And then now all of a sudden the Red Sox are like, oh shit, all right, trade Mookie. You think he wants to stay here after that?
If he hears any rumblings of that, he's not going to give them any slack.
Give me a break. Yeah, exactly.
And the worst case scenario is Yankees missed out on both Manny Machado and Bryce Harper. They're going to have the money after next year.
Yeah, you think he's going to go play for the enemy?
I would hope not, but that completely destroys legacy in Boston. We know what happened to Jacoby Ellsbury. He turned into one of the biggest busts in sports history with the Yankees. I don't think Mookie will be like that. He'll make our lives nightmares for the next 10 years. So
Johnny Damon even has the tainted image.
He did.
And that's
he
a
wasn't
guy
that big of a superstar, but he had such a big impact.
Right,
that
but that's a
that
guy
much.
That you'd love as a past Red Sox, which people do, like, you still respect what he did, but and then he goes and signs over there, and it's like, well, screw him. Same
history
with
repeated itself.
Jacoby Ellsbury,
times.
You're right though. Like, this guy's supposed to be a budding superstar, and he goes and does that, makes his bread with the Red, like makes his name with the Red Sox, and then goes and jumps ship. Hey, you're right. It could change how people think of him. I mean, you're never gonna know if they win a couple more ships or one more ship. You're never, or you know, they already have the one. You're never gonna take that away because it's like, hey, like he was so instrumental in that. We're never going to be mad about our It's Time to Party shirt sales.
I love that t-shirt, but if he leaves the Yankees, it might be tough for me to wear it.
You might have to burn it.
I might change it to It's Time to Cry.
You probably could. You got the R and the Y. You could probably, I don't know, somewhat finagle
that. I hope I don't have to make that change.
No, hopefully not. But all right, I think, yeah, we only had that. We narrowed down the questions from you guys listening to one. So shout out to the New England Sports Tribune. And Sean, I don't have anything else planned, right? Like I'm all sported out. You got anything else you want to talk about?
Throw down prediction real quick.
Yo,
negative thought. Yankees are going to win the division by a game or two. That's all I'm going to say.
Negative. That's the, you know, that might be the first. You're a little weird today. The whole Giselle thing, and then you said, what did you say? Oh, Aaron Hernandez has a better chance of coming back than Gronk, and now you're negative on the podcast. Sean, you've been very positive these years.
I had a powerful coffee this afternoon, then I went into GNC and took a couple samples, so I'm a little wired.
Sean's all jacked up on test boosters.
I'm all jacked up.
Fuck the world.
Fuck everything. Aaron Hernandez is coming back. Giselle. Don't like her.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening. As always, follow Sean on Twitter at Palmer Guy Boston. You can follow me on Twitter at Ev Guy Boston. Sean, you're getting the follower count up there, huh?
I am at almost 8,300.
That's what we need. We need to get, I was going to say by next episode, but that's like, that's 2,700 to go. No, Sean, by episode 20, this is going to be a thing. We're going to track it. We're on episode 17 now. You have four episodes, including this one. So whenever people listen to this, to get to 10K, you think you can do it? That's a month or so. You just got to come up with some fire tweets.
I'm going to get to work. You know, I've had some really good tweets that I thought were going to go viral and absolute crickets.
All right. Well, I have faith in you because you've made me chuckle with some of your tweets. Most importantly, your shotgun one. If you haven't seen that, head over to Sean's Twitter and check out his attempt at the, the shotgun challenge that I
one of the best and worst things I've ever done. I mean, people at work I don't even know are coming up to me and talking to me about it. That and was telling me that I need to learn how to do a proper one.
Yeah, if people have to understand that you did that on like you did it like you texted me. You did it, you knew you were gonna mess it up, but you had no idea how much. Like that wasn't you were
definitely got out of hand.
That wasn't a serious shotgun, correct?
Correct.
But you didn't know that it was gonna do that. It was great.
That's my legacy now, so I'm gonna own it.
Yeah, Shotgun Boy Palmer. But yeah, all right. So I don't even know where we're. We'll say it all again. Follow Sean on Twitter at Palmer Guy Boston. Follow me on Twitter at Ev Guy Boston. Follow Guy Boston Sports on Twitter at Guy Boston Sports. And follow the podcast at The Boss Talk. Sean, we've had 2 episodes now go through, so it's been a few weeks, and we hit 200 episodes, 200 followers. We're only at when we started pleading and just pleading for followers here, like, oh, please follow us on the podcast a few episodes back. I think we're only at like 111. We're now at 200 thanks to you guys. So keep that going. Let's keep growing that puppy, and we'll have some more content for you. So thank you for listening to episode 17. As always, this podcast is brought to you by Guy Boston Sports, and we'll catch you next week. Sean, any last words?
I'm all out of words for now.
That's good. Very good last words. If someone said last words and that's what you'd say, perfect. All right, we'll catch you guys.